This is the State of Things, broadcasting from Blue Ridge Public Radio in downtown Asheville. I'm Frank Stacio. In Western North Carolina, two healthcare giants are going head-to-head over the cost of services, and the battle has left thousands of North Carolinians wondering about how all of this is going to affect their healthcare. In July, Mission Health, the largest healthcare provider in Buncombe County, announced it was going to end contracts with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina if they can't come to an agreement on prices. Matt Bush is the news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. He's been following this story, and he joins me now. Welcome, Matt.
Good afternoon, Frank. Welcome to Asheville.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. You're in the midst of this turmoil, and it's really a titanic story. Tell us sort of how this got started back in July.
So this started in July. That was the 3 months before the current contract between Mission Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield expired, and that's when Mission said it was planning to leave and terminate its contracts from the Blue Cross Blue Shield system. This comes down to reimbursement rates, what Mission has paid from Blue Cross for services that it gives or that it provides to Blue Cross Blue Shield patients. And that's really what this breaks down to, is that Mission feels the reimbursement rates it's getting from Blue Cross are not high enough. And it has sparked a huge battle because Blue Cross is not only the largest insurer in North Carolina, it's the largest insurer in this area as well. It's the only insurer that's offering health insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act exchange in Western North Carolina. It's also the insurance rate for anyone who's a state employee, teachers, government workers, anybody like that. That's a lot, thousands of people.
It's thousands of people. I mean, you have near monopolies in both cases. Mm-hmm. You have a near monopoly on healthcare provision when it comes to Mission Health and the size and scope of its network here in Western North Carolina. And, of course, providing health insurance, a near monopoly by Blue Cross Blue Shield. So then we should then stop and discuss how this works. You talked about negotiating the rates that they're going to charge. For anyone familiar with how a free market economy works, America's healthcare is baffling because it has nothing to do with free enterprise or a market economy. There's nothing capitalist about it. What you have is large insurance companies negotiating with hospitals about what price they will charge. So us, the people who get the service, no part of this, right? Mm-hmm. So we should understand that this is the kind of thing that's going on. How much do you charge for an X-ray? How much do you charge for – or how much will we pay you for it, right?
Right, exactly. And Blue Cross says their patients at Mission Hospitals pay more, the out-of-pocket costs that come for very basic things at Mission Health, like X-rays, MRIs, and things like that, than at the other systems within North Carolina. And they noted there's more than 40 that they deal with, healthcare systems like Mission in North Carolina Blue Cross, and they say Mission is the only one right now that is not going to accept their insurance should this continue. Should this end up being what happens between the two, we have about 3 or 4 weeks left until that contract officially expires. There haven't been any negotiations recently, according to Blue Cross, but it's definitely a staring match right now and a game of chicken in some ways.
All right, let's talk. And so what does Mission say to that? Blue Cross says, you charge more than anybody else. We're not paying that.
Well, Mission says they have very specific costs, very specific examples. That's not right. They have very specific things that that are acute to them in Western North Carolina in rural areas, because three-quarters, if not a slightly more than that, either of their patients that they serve either have Medicare, Medicaid, or do not have insurance at all. So the reimbursement rates and what they have to pay to cover those people is quite a bit. So having to pay more to Blue Cross or not getting as much back from Blue Cross as far as reimbursements to Mission, that's where they say the economic problem is for them, because that would have compromised their ability to provide coverage to this area.
All right. So what does this mean, and roughly how many people would be affected? You've got the largest healthcare system in the region saying we're not going to accept the insurance that covers most of the people in the region. How many people are affected, and what would that mean?
So if you're in Asheville, the Mission Hospital is the big hospital in Asheville. That's the one you would come to. The Mission also has hospitals all throughout the mountains of Western North Carolina, too. There are a few that aren't Mission hospitals. We'll get to that in a second. But here in Buncombe County, where the population is roughly about 250,000 people, the largest, the most populated county in Western North Carolina, there are 4,000 Buncombe County employees that take Blue Cross Blue Shield. There are 22,000 county residents who have signed up for 22,000 plans, excuse me. So again, these are people that have plans or in specific insurance plans. That means they probably cover more than one person if you have a family.
Yeah.
So that's 22,000 plans that have been signed up through the Affordable Care Act. So that's about 27,000, but that can expand as many things. And again, that's just Buncombe County employees. There are also City of Asheville employees, since they are under a different umbrella there. It's probably getting into six figures of the amount of people that have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance in Buncombe County alone. outside of Buncombe County, the number is probably very similar. Again, this is for, and this is an area that's very susceptible to any changes in the Affordable Care Act because of the income levels of this area. It's a lot of people were able to get insurance through the exchange through Blue Cross Blue Shield now, because that's the only one that's providing
the only coverage. One. But then, so let's talk about this, because it sounds, apocalyptic. If the largest insurer, if you don't accept their insurance, what does that mean for those people? Well, one of the things it might mean is that the smaller insurance companies that do operate in the state of North Carolina would simply pick them up. What would be wrong with that?
And Mission has announced that they have signed on, or they've contracted with a few other insurance companies that they don't currently contract with since they made their announcement about Blue Cross. But that's still thousands of people that would either have to pay more to go to a Mission Hospital, go to a different hospital, the closest one to Asheville and one of the larger ones in the area is Haywood Regional, that's a LifePoint hospital, or they'd have to switch their insurance plans. And that's a hassle to do that, particularly if you're receiving it through your job. And if you have it through the Affordable Care Act and you can't come and you live in Asheville, you have to go to Waynesville or even further, or even people that live in Cherokee, say, have to come to other places. It's a long distance to have to go to get to a hospital. And it really comes down to the fact that a health system and an insurer don't get along.
Yeah, and they're the ones who determine the rates, not us.
Exactly.
Just to be clear about that. So Mission has announced a deadline of October 5th. Mm-hmm. That's the end of their contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield if a deal falls through. So, in other words, what impact is this having? And what about local elected officials? Have they weighed in on this?
Well, local elected officials, Buncombe County Commissioners, had a meeting shortly after this was announced in July that Mission was going to terminate its contracts. And essentially they told the two sides, work it out. We don't want to hear this. And I have a feeling that's what most people in this area are thinking. Healthcare is anxiety-inducing to begin with. If you have two hundreds of millions of dollar, nonprofits and insurers fighting with each other, people really don't particularly they're not going to care about that. They just want to be able to go to their doctor. And I think that's a lot of this is just like, why can't these two sides work something out? Because, again, if they can't work it out, the impact here is going to be massive.
Frankly,
and I don't think anyone knows how big the impact is going to be yet, but it's going to be massive.
Why can't they work it out is one question. The other question is, why are they the ones who are working it out, and why aren't the consumers the ones who are actually fixing prices? Because anybody who's ever been to the doctor understands that there is no fixed price.
Right.
It depends on whether you have insurance and whose insurance you have. All that's a bigger question. What are you hearing from folks here as this kind of showdown and stare down continues? Is there a growing anxiety among people in the region?
I think the anxiety will build the closer we get to the deadline. And I think anyone who knows, particularly in journalism, knowing about deadlines, they can be very instructive to get things done. Doesn't help, though, when it comes to, again, it's healthcare. People want to be able to go to their doctor. So, yes, as we get closer to the deadline, the anxiety, I'm sure, will only go up among people that have Blue Cross plans.
That deadline is October 5th, right before the 2018 open enrollment period to buy insurance in the government marketplace and often in your workplace. So what are some are there other options? Mission itself says it will offer insurance?
Mission is creating its own health insurance plans. They have that. They've also signed with, I believe, Cigna and Aetna that they will start accepting those insurance. There are some other insurers here. Those are potential ways that people could insurance companies they would be able to use to go to Mission hospitals if this ends up happening. But don't want to say the assumption is they'll work this out, but the assumption is they'll work this out. But we know what that can mean also. So
yeah, and Mission is put Blue Cross seems to me in a very interesting place. They said, I tell you what, we won't raise our rates on you, the insurance company. We won't raise the rates we charge you, the insurance company, if you don't raise the rates on your customers, on the people with your plans, or we will raise our rates by the same amount that you do, which seems to me. It puts Blue Cross in
an interesting spot. It's a negotiating battle through a PR battle.
Yeah.
It's negotiations through PR right now.
And it's been going back and forth. Mission also set up a transition plan for patients under Blue Cross. What does that look like?
It's something along the lines of, if you go to a Mission hospital and you get billed, but they don't accept your insurance, essentially if Blue Cross bills you for it, Mission says, send us the bill. I think everybody's still trying to see how that would actually work out. Mm-hmm. That's still, because it's one of those to put this in, say this happens and you are a Blue Cross patient, you have Blue Cross insurance, you go to a Mission hospital, you're paying out of pocket. You just do not get anything from your insurance company. So you can still go to the hospital, you can still go to a Mission hospital, but you're paying for it. Yeah. There is no help that comes from your insurer.
Are there negotiations scheduled between these two?
We haven't heard any of Blue Cross says there has not been any in the last few weeks. One would think they would be talking at least again as we get closer. Again, I think the deadline will spur at least something, what that might be, is still up to be seen.
In some way, I mean, this is sort of a remarkable struggle. Though it does seem that it's almost more remarkable that it hasn't happened elsewhere. Do you know if this is unprecedented or is it happening somewhere else?
I don't know if it's happened somewhere else, but it wouldn't be surprising because I think, as you noted at the beginning, it's near monopolies in both cases. It wouldn't be surprising if other rural areas that might be served by only one or two hospitals that could now be owned, as we've seen all the consolidation in that, that could be represented by just one health system and one insurer.
Well, it's interesting.
It's possible.
Because this does the theatrics of this on the large scale and the
theatrics
PR battle
is the right
that
word.
They are waging at the large scale and the bright and shiny object is, of course, dazzling. On the other hand, it does shine a light on the underserved populations mm-hmm. and precisely the way our healthcare system is structured. So if you want to understand how it works and probably more appropriately how it doesn't work, mm-hmm. this particular conflict, I think, may be a good insight into all that. So we were going to watch mm-hmm. very closely and very carefully, Matt. And I know you'll keep us posted.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Matt Bush is the news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. Just ahead, we're going to talk with Vietnam veterans about a writing group in Asheville where they share stories to grapple with PTSD. You will hear that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.